This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Today is January 31st, 2010. Today I'm going to talk to you about one of the most powerful and important principles in the kingdom of God and our Lord Jesus Christ, and that is the very dynamic of the power of God in a Christian's life. And what that power is the very life of Jesus. And this is opposed to the religious world, because the religious world does not want this truth to be known. In fact, they've hid it, concealed it through the centuries. And God is calling his people out of the world, out of a corrupt religious system, and to truly submit to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, having believed in Jesus, that he died for the sins of the world on a cross. He bore our sins and iniquities. And after 3 days, he was resurrected by the power and the glory of the Father. And he sits in the heavens at the right hand of the Father right now. And ladies and gentlemen, when you believe that, when you have surrendered, repented of your dead works, put your faith towards God, and believing that you're justified by grace in Jesus Christ, you're dead. You've been buried. And a dead man has ceased from sin. You've been liberated. Because Jesus has made it clear that he that sins is a slave to sin, but he who the Son sets free is free indeed. And this is why there's absolutely no manner that you may pull into your life to please God other than the very life of Jesus himself. In fact, that would insult God. That insults the Father, because he provided his Son, and he is the way, he is the truth, he is the life, and there's absolutely no other way that a man can come unto the Father. There is no way other than through the life of Jesus Christ that you can be pleasing to the Father. It's a stench. It's repugnant to a king. You know, if we humble ourselves as children, we can be teachable. We can receive the truth that's in the scriptures, and it's abundant. We're saved by grace through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. And one of the first things you do is you come unto God and you behold this cross, the truth of the cross, which is the power of God unto salvation. You must repent from your dead works and have faith in God. And then you become an heir by faith, not of works. Because works is not of faith, and the law was not of faith. That came later. It was a schoolmaster to lead us into two things. We were under the law to show us our sins and transgressions until two things came to pass. And one was the seed that's of Jesus Christ that God had afforded the law, promised to Abraham, that in him all the nations would be blessed, that the Gentiles would be forgiven. And secondly, the law would be our schoolmaster until faith came. And so we are no longer under a schoolmaster. Praise God. God has called you into glorious liberty, to have power of God, to walk in his name, and to reveal his glorious gospel in these days, because these are dark days. This most powerful dynamic that I'm referring to, the power of God in the life of a true believer in Jesus, is opposed by the religious world, is opposed by the world, and they hate the cross. And even in the religious world that's in apostasy today, has replaced the cross with many other gospels, which is anathema. Cursed thing. People have replaced the cross with the seed. And is it any wonder why people are held in bondage to this day? Is it any wonder that those that go to churches are very religious, but yet they're still enslaved by sin and bondage? God is not pleased with that. God has provided you to be free, free indeed, through his Son. And this is why I'm proclaiming this truth through the gospel of Jesus Christ, the apostles of our Lord that saw Jesus Christ and received the gospel from above, from the Father, have declared that the old law and the sins and the ordinances that were against us were taken and nailed to the cross of Jesus Christ. And he himself was buried for 3 days, but came back to life after 3 days, as it was written in the scriptures, by the glory of the Father, by the power of the Holy Spirit. And he ever lives, ladies and gentlemen, and this is how once and for all you've been sanctified through the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, and through the Holy Spirit living in you, you can mortify the deeds of your flesh. And Paul made it very clear in Romans 6, it's a matter of yielding to this power, this life. Jesus Christ himself alive in you, he is your life, and the deeds of the flesh will have no more dominion over you because you are dead. And God washes you, and he regenerates you, and he transforms your mind as you seek him and abide in him. It's absolutely the very power of God. It's supernatural. And you can walk free. And you can set others free in the name of Jesus Christ as they embrace the Word of God and this truth. In recent days, I've been reading many texts. And this message that the Lord has given me, the glorious liberty that's in Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 11 and following talks about the power of the new covenant that came about in Jesus Christ. And let me read this to you. If therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should arise after the order of Melchizedek, and not be called after the order of Aaron? For the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law. For he of whom these things are spoken pertains to another tribe, of which no man gave attendance at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood. See, we had the law of Moses written about in the book of Leviticus, the Levitical priesthood, the Aaronic priesthood. But when God spoke of another priest coming after the order of Melchizedek, referring to his son Jesus Christ, there by necessity had to be a change of the law. Continuing now with Hebrews chapter 7, verse 15. And it is yet far more evident, for that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there arises another priest, who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. For he testified, you are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, for there is verily a disannulling of the commandment going before for the weakness and unprofitableness thereof. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto God. This, ladies and gentlemen, is telling you that the schoolmaster, the law of Moses, the Torah, was weak, unprofitable, and it was disannulled. It made nothing perfect. And the whole priesthood that was under the dictates of the law of Moses was after a carnal commandment. And it's been done away. But the Father has ordained Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, after the power of an endless life, after the priesthood of Melchizedek. There was no records of his father and his genealogy or his death. So therefore, the Father said that his son Jesus would be a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And this now new covenant and his dictates and this walk with him is after the power of an endless life as opposed to a carnal commandment. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is the dynamic of the life of God in Jesus Christ. That is your high priest. He never dies anymore. He ever lives making intercession for us. The Lord's called you to be free. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto God, inasmuch as not without an oath he was made priest. For those priests were made without an oath, but this was with an oath by him that said unto him, the Lord swear and will not repent, you are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. By so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. Jesus is an absolute guarantee, absolute assurity, absolute fulfillment of a better covenant, ladies and gentlemen. And he ever lives making intercession for you and me. He is your life. Christ, the Lord of glory, the King who sits on the Father's throne. Right now, all his enemies are being brought to his footstool. And all the words that he has spoken and declared, every single one will be fulfilled. Not one jot, not one tittle will pass away until all things are fulfilled. The coming of the Lord draws nigh, and God is calling his sons and daughters to arise in this hour. Arise and shine in the name of Jesus Christ. Awake, you that sleep. Arise from the dead, and the Lord shall give you light. God's not called you to be in bondage to sin, not to the philosophies of the world. He's not called you to be in bondage to a religious world with rites and rituals and commands of man. But he's called you to serve in the power of the Holy Spirit. All of creation is groaning right now for the manifestation of the sons of God. In 2 Peter chapter 1, this is what Peter said. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that's in the world through lust. This is what God has called you to, ladies and gentlemen. Glorious liberty, to glory. And this magnifies the Father. It magnifies his Son, who was crucified on a cross, abandoned by many of those around him. They stood from afar and watched. But he fulfilled the word of God. He fulfilled all righteousness. And he loved his Father. He was a humble, humble servant. He did not speak his own words, but those words that his Father had taught him and that the Father had commanded him. And he yielded right down, was obedient to the point of death. He was a servant. Meek, but truthful, powerful, and strong. Jesus is the true vine, and you are branches. Abide in him, and he in you, and you will bear much fruit. And fear not, little flock. It is my Father's good pleasure to give you his kingdom. And God has called you into his kingdom. He's pleased as he sees his Son in you. As many as he's called and justified, he called you to be conformed into the image of his dear Son. God's molding you, fashioning you. God is the potter. You are the clay. Yield yourself as servants of righteousness unto life. And God will keep you. Not a hair on your head will perish. And this is the time that God will speak through your life. As you are a vessel of honor, you will speak the words of life to the people. And those that you turn from Satan unto God and from darkness unto light, you will shine as the stars of heaven, as was prophesied in the book of Daniel. Rise, shine, yield to the power of the Spirit. You have a Lord over you that is ever lives, the power of an endless life, the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray you mix this word with faith and be the true church. Come outside the camp, come outside the false religious system, outside the world, and live in Jesus.